Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guest, Groucho Marx. And now here's Dinah.
Everyone is saying hello again. Why must we say goodbye? Everyone is feeling that glow again. Everyone but you and I. We shouldn't break up at a time like this. Let's wake up and make up with one big kiss. Down to Lover's Lane we could go again. Let's give it one more try. Everyone is saying hello again. Why must we say goodbye?
Everyone is saying hello again. Why must we say goodbye?
Everyone is feeling that glow again. Everyone but you and I. We shouldn't break up at a time like this. Let's wake up and make up with one big kiss. Down to Lover's Lane we could go again. But give us one more try. Everyone is saying hello again.
You know something, Dinah? I was just thinking, I haven't seen Groucho Marx since he was on our show 3 weeks ago.
Well, as a matter of fact, Harry, nobody has.
Nobody?
Yes, Groucho caught a very bad cold the last time he was here, and, well, he's become a sort of hypochondriac.
Oh, no. Isn't that a shame? Beginning to steal at his age.
No, you don't... I didn't say kleptomaniac. I said hypochondriac.
Hypo.
Oh, yeah.
Hypo. Groucho's brother. Hypo.
Oh, Harry, now you're being silly. You know a hypochondriac is a person who's always worried about his health.
Oh, sure, I know. Well, I don't blame Groucho either for worrying. The last time we were at a party, you know what happened? He told the people a joke and he fractured his jaw.
Oh, my goodness. How did that happen?
They threw him out of the window.
Harry, look, I'm not talking about that, Ken. I'm talking about germs. For example, ever since he found out that kissing spreads germs, he never kisses anymore.
He never kissed me before? Oh, he never kisses anybody? You mean... Well, Dinah, how does his wife feel about this?
Oh, wonderful. It's the first time she's been able to keep a maid for more than 3 days.
Oh, no.
pardon me, is this the Bird's Eye Open House that advertises frozen?
Foods?
Uh-huh. And I presume you're Miss Dinah?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Then this is the program on which Mr. Groucho Marx is supposed to?
Supposed to what?
Uh-huh. Would you mind stepping aside so that I can spray the microphone?
Oh, wait. Now, don't spray the
microphone. Oh, hold it. Just a minute, my friend. Who are you?
My name is Amoeba J. Beck.
Syria?
I am Mr. Marx's personal disinfector, and I'm supposed to sterilize everything. You may not remember, but when Mr. Marx was here last time, he caught a very nasty...
Cold?
No, I'm just comfy. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll have to spray the rest of these.
No, here, just a minute, Mr. Bacteria. I've got something to say.
Hello?
Hello, Dinah. This is Groucho. Did my personal disinfector get there yet?
Yes, he did, Groucho, and I wish you'd come over and stop him. He's disinfecting everything in the studio.
Where is he now?
He's going around Harry Bonzel with a spray gun.
Well, that's quite a trip. He'd better get a road map. And tell him not to take Route 7. The bridge is out.
Look, you better tell him that yourself.
I can. My bridge is out, too.
Mr. Bacteria, Mr. Marx wants to talk to you.
Thank you. Did you use this telephone? Did you use this phone to talk to Mr.
Marx?
Excuse me. Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Bacteria?
You were expecting maybe Mrs.?
Did you take care of everything?
Huh? And I figured it'll cost you exactly.
Well, that's reasonable enough. I'll send you a check.
Just make it payable, too.
It'll be a pleasure. By the way, have you noticed anything peculiar about the way I speak?
I noticed you add an extra word onto every.
I thought so. I'll have to do something about that, and I want to thank you for everything. If you'll pardon the last word.
I understand how you feel, Mr. Mark. After all, scientists have found the answer to the atomic theory, but what's the answer to the common head cold?
Gesundheit. Well, tell me sure I'll be right. Over.
That zany Mr. Marks, having not arrived as yet, gives us time to do some musical reminiscing. The other night, George and I were talking with Gracie Allen and her George about the good old songs, and George Burns, that is, was telling us about the one that was the hit song of 1923. Do you remember? There'll be a change in the weather, the exchange in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way I set myself. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. Change in the weather, change in the sea. A change in me. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Mr. Ponzel, could I please have a moment of your time?
Why, certainly. What the...
What are you laughing at?
Well, you struck me funny just to see you.
Oh.
How do you say it again, please?
I said, could I please have a moment of your time?
Yes, you certainly may.
Well, my name is Wayman Radcliffe, and I was sitting in the audience while you were discussing Mr. Marks' problem before.
Oh, yeah, it is a sad case, isn't it? You know, I thought Miss Shore and I spoke of it a moment ago, thought we'd use psychiatry on it.
Precisely why I am here.
Oh, really?
I am a student of psychiatry, and I can help you cure Mr. Marks.
Oh, well, I don't think this is a very easy case, old man. It's...
For me, it is.
Oh?
You see, ordinary psychiatry is merely a study of the mind.
Yes.
But I go further than that. I can read minds.
Have you read any good minds lately?
I...
No, no, look, if you can read minds, tell me what's in my head.
Stop suing.
Oh, well, I like that.
Well, naturally you like it, because it's bird's-eye vegetable chop suey.
Oh, and a very delicious Chinese dish it is, too.
Listen, who's weeding your mind, you or me?
Oh, well, you are, but frankly, my spelling is bad. I'm afraid you won't be able to read some of the words.
Don't be ridiculous. By white tail in capital letters, it says that bird's-eye chop suey is delicious and nutritious. That's funny. Your mind whines.
Yeah. Well, listen, did you get up to the part yet where it says the Bird's Eye Chop Suey is chock full of beans, sprouts, celery, onions, and a wonderful, delicate flavor?
No, but I... No,
and all you have to do is add a little water, cook for a few minutes, and serve it as it is.
Well, I was...
Or, better still, add chopped leftover meat, chicken, or fish. And boy, is that good.
Oh, that's not fair.
What?
You know what's coming. You don't give me a chance to eat it for myself. You're spoiling all my fun.
No, now, Miss Raymond, really, I'm very sorry. And I promise, really, I promise, I won't say a word when you get up to where it tells you how good Bird's Eye Chop Suey really is.
Oh, thank you.
It's a swell foundation for so many Chinese dishes. Anyone who tries it will want to serve it often.
Yeah, you did it again, see?
Oh.
Always fooling along. I bet you're the kind of individual who goes to a picture the second time just so you can tell the people around you what's coming.
No, I admit I may be a little impetuous, Raymond, but you have proven your point.
Of course I have, because I can weed your mind.
Yeah, well, it's almost spring now. Why don't you come over and weed my garden?
Oh,
my
God.
Look, Dinah, we've got to do something to get rid of this little bug killer.
Well, I know he's awful hairy, but I'm not thinking about that so much right now. What we have to do is cure Groucho's complex.
Oh, yeah.
Do you really think I should use psychiatry on him?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking, Dinah, what do you know about psychiatry?
Well, I've seen all the latest movies, haven't I?
I know, but what will you do?
Oh, well, we'll just have to delve into his past and find out if anything ever happened in his childhood that might be troubling him now.
Oh, Dinah, how can you cure him now by finding out what happened to him when he was a kid?
Harry, look, if Ingrid Bergman can cure Gregory Peck's brilliant mind, then I can certainly cure Groucho Marx's...
mind?
Not at all. I'd love to.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Here comes Groucho now. He's right behind Mr. Bacteria.
Company, halt! So far, so good, Bacteria. Now, are we ready to go on with the show? Very well. Hot water?
Hot.
Disinfecting soap?
Disinfecting.
Rubber gloves?
Rubber.
Okay, Harry, I'm ready to shake hands now.
Oh, Roger, don't you think you're going a little too rough?
A housing problem.
Well, listen, Groucho, my doctor says we worry too much about germs anyway.
What does he know about germs? After all, he's only a doctor.
Is that so? I'll have you know that with 1,500 other surgeons, my doctor came out of Johns Hopkins.
1,500 surgeons came out of Johns Hopkins?
Yes, sir.
He must have had a pretty big incision.
Groucho, what on earth are you brushing off your suit?
Germs, millions of them. Germs with green heads, with blue heads, with red heads. Say, by the way, whatever happened to that little waitress at the Brown Derby?
Oh, Groucho, look, you're just imagining all this, but if you'll cooperate with me, I'm sure I can cure you.
Now, see how lucky you are. Now you have a lady doctor.
Give that lady $10 silver. And now, madam, what is my problem?
Your problem is that you're always brushing imaginary germs off your suit. Now, look, Groucho, just relax your mind and think of nothing.
Well, how can I do that?
Try it this way. Think of a round circle.
But there's nothing inside of it.
That's it. Then your mind's a blank?
Complete blank.
Yeah, and it's a big improvement, too.
Bonzella, if my mind weren't a blank, I'd tell you where to get off.
Now.
If I were a bus conductor.
Look.
And you didn't have a nickel.
Boy. Look, boy, please don't interrupt the experiment. Groucho, are you thinking of a circle?
Yes.
Now think of an X.
I've got it.
Now a circle.
Go ahead.
Now an X.
Right.
Now a circle.
Hold it.
What happened?
I just beat myself a tic-tac-toe.
Groucho, that isn't what I mean at all. Now, please, stop brushing those imaginary germs off your suit.
I can't help it. I can't help it. Mr. Bacteria. Thank you very much.
Oh, gosh, Dinah, he's really got it bad, hasn't he?
Oh, I think it's awesome. Say, maybe I ought to try to analyze his dreams, Harry. What do you
dreams, think? Dreams, that's right. Every dream has a hidden meaning, doesn't it?
Yeah. Groucho, what did you dream about last night?
Last night I dreamed I was at the racetrack at Santa Anita.
I see. Who did you bet on?
A horse, of course.
Well, who was the horse?
I was. Who'd you think the horse was? One of the horses?
Oh, no. Excuse me, it was a natural mistake. Imagine me thinking a horse is a horse. Ridiculous. I suppose you were the jockey, too.
Of course I was. You don't think I let a stranger on my back?
You take him, Dinah.
Okay. Groucho, how could you be both horse and jockey?
It was a small dream. Everybody had to play two parts.
You don't seem to get anywhere. Groucho, have you had any other dreams where you weren't a horse?
Well, I dreamt I was a cow for 3 weeks. But it was too nerve-wracking. I couldn't get my pajamas over the horn.
You don't...
One night,
you...
I was a deer.
Look,
but that's another story.
Groucho, you don't mind if we get out of the barn, do you?
Listen, Dinah, this fella has antlers in his pantomime.
Look,
the fine time of the night to begin writing.
Groucho.
Get back in the barn, will you?
Saber. Have you had any beautiful dreams lately?
Yes, yes. Once I dreamt I dwelt in Marble Hall.
Oh, I wonder what that means.
I fell asleep in the bathtub.
You're taking Dinah, boy.
Oh, Groucho, you know you should never fall asleep while you're taking a bath.
I wasn't taking a bath. I was just lying there thinking about it. It was my wedding, and they were giving me a shower.
Oh. Look, be serious, will you now? Let's go.
Are you in the stable now or out of it?
Gotcha, let's get into this a little more deeply. Do you have any dreams that occur frequently?
Yes. Every night in my dreams, I come to a door with a big sign on it. Then I push it and push it with all my might, but it won't open.
Well, what does the sign say?
It says pull.
Now I see the cause of your frustration. You're trying to get back to your past, but you can't open the door to it. Now, do as I say, Groucho. Let's go back to your childhood.
Okay. I'll bank the eight ball in the side pocket.
No, no. I'm talking about another part of your childhood.
Very well, then. Shoot the $20.
I'll take 10 of it.
No, what am I?
There's 10 open here. 10 open.
Wait a minute. Oh, Dinah, can't you see? It's no use. His mind is all cluttered up with the wrong thing.
Just a second, my well-rounded, eager freezer. How did you spend your childhood?
Me? I lived in a little romantic town, Groucho. Mm-hmm. On cold winter nights when the moon was shining, the girls and boys would go down to the pond and we'd ice skate.
So far, nobody's made a buck.
Well, make fun if you want to, but it was beautiful. After a while, we'd go off in couples to the side of the lake and see who could freeze their spinach first. See, I'll never forget.
He's got a one-truck mind.
The winner was entitled to be called Bird's Eye for the rest of the week.
Now, you see, that's what we mean, Groucho. Can you think of any outstanding incident in your youth?
Yes. It happened one night when I was taking a walk with my sweetheart and her boyfriend. At that time... At that time, we lived in a tough neighborhood, and there was an old house on top of the hill. Nobody ever dared go near it until that fateful night.
Hey, fellas, come on, let's take a walk over to the haunted house.
Oh, hey, Tuffy, that's a swell idea. Maybe we can find a couple of ghosts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, what does that say, huh?
Well...
I made it up.
Oh.
Boy,
standing in for a dog.
I got a line I'd like to say in here somewhere. You know what I was thinking? If we go over at the haunted house, it would be wonderful if maybe I could get my mother a sheet for her bed, huh? What do you say, huh, Marx, huh?
Personally, I'd rather get down to the drugstore and have a Coke.
A Coke? What fun is that? You can't get killed that way.
I can choke on a straw, can't I?
Hey, kid, just listen to the wind whistle through that old haunted house.
There must be a sailor on that roof.
Don't be silly. What would a sailor be doing up there?
Why not? It's a tar roof. Who knows? You might even have shingles. I ain't going in that haunted house.
Now, wait a minute, Marx. We don't like sissies, see? Either you come with us or you'll get what you're looking for.
Since this was no place to get what I was looking for, we continued on our way up the hill. Then, in the eerie blackness of the night, I saw a white owl. Naturally, I picked it up and smoked it. It was the first time I had ever smoked a cigar. And after two puffs, I realized I was a man. A sick man. Suddenly, there was a bolt of lightning.
Hey! Hey, Marx, where are you?
I'm over here, behind the tree.
What are you running away for? If lightning's going to hit you, it's going to hit you.
Well, if it's going to hit me, at least let it look for me.
You can't kid me, Marx. You're scared to death.
I am not. I always wear my hair straight up.
Hey, listen to that dog growling.
Yeah.
Hey.
Look, Groucho, you go up there and take care of him.
Take care of him? I've got three uncles now I'm taking care of.
Look, now, don't worry about the dog growling. It just means he's smiling.
Yeah? The last time somebody told me that, a dog smiled right through the seat of my pants.
Now, just a minute, Groucho. I thought you said you'd face death for me.
Yeah, so that dog isn't dead.
Now, listen, Mark.
You
know...
never heard that on the 5:30 show. That's
you
it's
know...
pretty late for that joke, 9 o'clock. It's
I got
sleep.
Another line. Listen to me, Marx. You know what I think of cowards. If you don't come along, I'll knock your ears off.
Since I didn't want my hat to fall down over my eyes, I continued with him. As we came to the door of the house, we sensed an odor of Limburger cheese. It had always been part of our neighborhood, but never as strong as this.
Stand back, everybody. I'm going to open that door.
Hey, look at them big boxes in there, one on top of another.
I'll go in and open one of them. I'll prove to you that I'm not a coward.
My hero, what a man.
My friend, what a guy.
My goodness, what a smell. I was almost overpowered as I entered the old house. There was cheese to the left of me, cheese to the right of me. And there I stood, smellbound.
What happened after that? There must be one more thing.
Finally, when I got outside, I found out that my loyal friends were halfway back to town.
Oh, my. And what did you do?
I ran after them so fast that I became overheated and caught a bad cold.
That's it. That's the answer. The memory of that cold is so unpleasant that it gave you a germ complex.
That's wonderful, Dinah. I'm so glad you cleared it up for me. I feel like a new man. It's great to be rid of those awful germs. And Harry, what are you doing?
Brushing these germs off my suit.
Dinah, look, now Harry's got it.
Well, tell him to stop brushing them on me.
Oh, Mr. Bacteria, calling Philip Bacteria.
Hey, you know, Mom, I got a swell idea for one of your meals this weekend. And it's so good and such an easy thing to prepare that you'll want to have it often, I'll bet. It's Bird's Eye Chicken a la King. Real chicken a la King on crisp golden waffles or snowy white rice or light as a feather biscuit. And boy, is that some eating. For in that Bird's Eye Chicken a la King, you get big, tender pieces of Bird's Eye chicken, sliced mushrooms and pimentos, Bird's Eye green peas, snippets of green peppers, and rich, smooth chicken broth and gravy. And all you have to do to enjoy it is add a little milk and heat. Honestly, you love Bird's Eye Chicken a la King, so how's about getting some first thing tomorrow, huh?
The carry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, oh, land, where by you we sing. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the carry piper's tuning made us moan with wine. Oh, to think of it all, to dream of it, fills my heart with fear. Oh, the days of the carriage dancing, oh, the ring of the fire for skin. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone to laugh with our youth. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the carry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, think of it all, my heart with you. Oh, the days of the carry dancing, the ring of a piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, and where I live
just time to tell you that next week our guest at Bird's Eye Open House will be Joan Davis. Groucho Marx will soon be seen in the Marx Brothers picture Night in Casablanca. Thursday night is All-Star Night and good listening on NBC, so stay tuned in for Noah Webster Says, which follows in 1 minute over most of these stations. Good night, everybody.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.